Very glad to invite you to turn in your Bibles to Matthew 13. In Matthew 13, I'll be reading verses 1 through 23. You'll recognize some of this as I read part of it last week, and especially followed the answer that Jesus gives to the disciples when they ask, "Why do you teach in parables?" And I especially focus on his answer that comes right in the middle of the parable of the seeds in the soil and his explanation of it. So I'm going to especially concentrate on that parable of the soils today. Listen to God's word. "On the same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat by the sea. And great multitudes were gathered together to him, so that he got into a boat and sat, and the whole multitude stood on the shore. And then he spoke many things to them in parables, saying, 'Behold, a sower went out to sow. And as he sowed, some seed fell by the wayside, and the birds came and devoured them. Some fell on stony places, where they did not have much earth. And they immediately sprang up, because they had no depth of earth. But when the sun was up, they were scorched. Because they had no roots, they withered away. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up and choked them. But others fell on good ground, and yielded a crop, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. He who has ears to hear, let him hear.' And the disciples came and said to him, 'Why do you speak to them in parables?' He answered and said to them, 'Because it has been given to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it has not been given. For whoever has, to him more will be given, and he will have abundance. But whoever does not have, even what he has will be taken away from him. Therefore I speak to them in parables, because seeing they do not see, and hearing they do not hear, nor do they understand. And in them the prophecy of Isaiah is fulfilled, which says, Hearing you will hear and shall not understand, and seeing you will see and not perceive. For the hearts of this people have grown dull, their ears are hard of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears, lest they should understand with their hearts and turn, so that I should heal them. But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. For assuredly I say to you that many prophets and righteous men desired to see what you see and did not see it, and to hear what you hear and did not hear it. Therefore hear the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, then the wicked one comes and snatches away what was sown in his heart. This is he who received the seed by the wayside. But he who received the seed on stony places, this is he who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy. Yet he has no root in himself, but endures only for a while. For when tribulation and persecution arises because of the word, immediately he stumbles. Now he who receives seed among the thorns is he who hears the word, and the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he becomes unfruitful. But he who receives seed on the good ground is he who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bears fruit and produces, some 100-fold, some 60, and some 30. Last week I introduced the subject of the parables. Jesus spoke in these very familiar terms in order to communicate the truth of the kingdom of heaven. And that kingdom of heaven, Jesus over and over again proclaims as having come in his person and in his ministry. The parables that begin today and that we'll look at in the coming weeks will take different aspects of the kingdom of heaven and will compare it to very understandable world subjects, things that are easy enough for even children to understand. In fact, in this parable, it's a parable of the seeds, some falling on different types of ground and some growing up and bearing much fruit. That is a very understandable word picture, isn't it? Imagine that some of you children have planted gardens this summer. I know that my daughter Mary especially has planted some things. She especially likes flowers and has a nice little flower garden that is full of blues and yellows and pinks right now. A very pretty garden. That garden is something that she worked at. It's planted seeds very diligently and watched day by day to see if it would grow. As I said, it's a very understandable word picture. And today, Jesus uses that word picture to teach something very important. The central meaning of this parable is that the kingdom of heaven has come into the world to be received by some, but rejected by others. Therefore, you hear this message of the gospel. Hear and understand. The outline that I'll use today is quite simply the outline that Jesus gives. He uses four different soils to describe four different types of people and four different responses to the proclamation of the gospel. Those four responses actually can be narrowed down even further. In a sense, there are really just two different responses. Those who receive and hear the gospel and understand it by faith. And by God's grace, they grow up like a plant in good ground. The others, for three different reasons that Jesus gives, reject the gospel of Jesus Christ.